Alrighty, everyone. I am really excited that you're listening to this episode because we have a pretty big announcement that we're going to be making. This episode is going to be put onto two different podcasts. As you know, this is the Law Scholars podcast, or it may also be the Two Men Congress podcast, depending on which platform you're currently listening on this. But ultimately, this announcement is going to be made to both of those podcast episodes, and so ultimately there's a few things that I have to say to the Law Scholars audience, and then there's a couple of things I have to say to the Two Man Congress audience as well. So ultimately, what is this announcement? Well, it is that Two Man Congress and Law Scholars are going to be merging. And so let's go ahead and talk to the Law Scholars audience, tell you a little bit about what Two Man Congress is, as well as its purpose and what it's going to be doing on Law Scholars. Well, Two Man Congress is a podcast that me and my brother, Chad, and I ended up doing, and ultimately it was an opportunity for us to focus on political issues and constitutional issues and try and come up with solutions. So ultimately we took a few topics, debated a couple of them, talked about others, and just really tried to see what we can do to provide a few solutions. These episodes are pretty old, a couple years old, I think, by this point. So ultimately, they may be a little outdated, but I think the content there is still very good content. A lot of it is still relevant. And so ultimately, this is going to be coming on to Law Scholars. So that is going to be available onto the Law Scholars website. How this is going to work is that there's going to be a page devoted to Two Man Congress on the Law Scholars website. On that page, there will be articles that I've written related to a few political issues. And then there will be these podcast episodes on that page as well. So ultimately, it's just an opportunity to give the Law Scholars audience an opportunity to hear what we have to say about politics. We try and keep it pretty neutral, regardless of our political beliefs. We just wanted to get all sides heard, because depending on which side you go, ultimately most people choose their own news source, listen to that, and then don't hear what anyone else has to say. So we're trying to mitigate those problems by talking about all positions. And then there's a couple of fun episodes in there too. Chad did one about a cricket ball hitting a house, and just a couple of fun episodes to throw in there too. So that's our message to the Law Scholars audience. Our message to the Two Man Congress audience is that ultimately these Two Man Congress episodes are going to disappear from the Two Man Congress platform, and they are only going to be on the Law Scholars platform. So they're going to be on the website and the Law Scholars podcast. There won't be a Two Man Congress website anymore. As I had mentioned a while ago on the Two Man Congress podcast and social media accounts, is I made a few mistakes with the website that ultimately ended up in being deleted, and I had to restart. And ultimately, I just thought it would be easier to put it onto the Law Scholars website, and all that material would still be there, relevant and easy for everyone to access. So these episodes, the Two Man Congress episodes, are going to disappear from the Two Man Congress platform, I believe, within 90 days. And then after that, they're going to only be here on the Law Scholars podcast and website. They'll have their own categories, so you can still find them easily if you only want the Two Man Congress stuff. But that's just as a matter of speaking, so to speak. So the other thing that that means for the Two Man Congress audience is that I want to tell you a little bit about the Law Scholars audience and what Law Scholars is all about and what we're trying to do there. As I was preparing for law school, I was trying to find a lot of law material, and I had a little bit of a hard time finding free resources to actual legal material. You can find blogs about law school lifestyle, and you can find the actual law on some certain websites, but ultimately I wanted to give you an inside scoop on what law school classes were like. So the Law Scholars website is designed to help pre-law students prepare for law school. It's designed to help current law students actually understand what we're learning in law school. And it's a good opportunity for pre-law students to be able to learn that as well. And then in the future, law scholars will be designed to help future attorneys, those who are either in law school or before, to actually help them pass the bar and to help with some career advice as well, and that'll come after law school. There is a network of law scholars as well. It's called Law Scholars Pro. This is an opportunity for you to actually connect with those who are interested in learning the law. And it's an opportunity for you to connect with pre-law students if you just want to connect with pre-law students. It's an opportunity to connect with current law students. And it's an opportunity to connect with attorneys and current practicing lawyers, judges, and individuals like that. It's also a chance for you to ask questions. If you have questions about the law, can't find answers, you can come to Law Scholars Pro, ask questions. And even though none of that material that we share with you is going to be considered quote-unquote legal advice, we can at least point you in the right direction and help you understand the answer to the question that you are asking. So, all in all, to the Law Scholars audience, hope you welcome the Two-Man Congress audience. And to the Two-Man Congress audience, welcome to the Law Scholars group. Have a good one. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Scholars. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoyed the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Scholars Pro. And you can do that by going to lawscholars.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't are pre-law materials, and the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice, and with that, the fourth thing is if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable. That is, Law Scholars is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.